Tuesday will now come to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Here.
Councilmember Carrington?
Here.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Councilmember LaFrance?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Hansen?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Combs will not be joining us this evening. She is still ill. There is a quorum.
All right, thank you. And if there's no objection, we will be marking Councilmember Combs as an excused absence. And our next item is a Pledge of Allegiance. If I could get a member of our audience, Mr. Lynn, if you would lead us in the pledge.
Bad hearing.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our next item is to approve the agenda, which will include the consent agenda, of which we have no items on that, and the minutes of the previous meetings, which would be the minutes for November 10, 2015 special meeting, November 10, 2015 regular meeting, November 24, 2015 special meeting, and the November 24, 2015 regular meeting. I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So
moved. Second. Made and seconded. All those in favor of approval of the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say no. All right, we have approved the agenda and the minutes for the previous meeting unanimously. We do not have any communication and appearance requests. So that brings us to the city manager's report. I believe we have that on the table. In written form, as we asked last time.
Thank you, Mayor. One step at a time. I'm getting in writing. My intent is to get it to you a week before, but since we're doing back-to-back meetings, I was not able to do that. But I will continue to improve, I promise. So at the top of the list for the report to council today goes back to a previous meeting where we discussed the Copper Root property and the potential purchase through a grant, with the Land Water Conservation Fund. I met with him after the council meeting to discuss if they were still interested in pursuing this, because they did request an update on the status of the grant proceedings in the process. They are still amenable to working with us on that package. However, what did come up was that the figure for the property, for the price of the property, was not $175,000, as I've been talking about, and has been at other council member meetings. Their price from the original letter back in 2014 was $15,000 per acre, or $250,000 for all properties, for all parcels together. They are open to some or all the parcels, which we can continue to pursue with $175,000. The purchase price does not affect the grant application. We were approved for $80,000. So as we continue down this process, once we get the grant final approval, then we can have the discussion on whether we'll continue to pursue start negotiations. It was also clear that we were not in a negotiation process with the Copper Roots. They understood that. They understood that we were just in the grant process of getting a grant so that we could potentially enter the negotiations for their parcels. We left the meeting with an understanding that I would get back to them in February on the status of the grant, and then from there we'd proceed however the council directed once we have that grant under our belt and can start to pursue the negotiation piece if we want to continue to do that. So the bottom line is the original figure that I was working with was a difference of $94,000 that the city would have to provide to purchase that to match the grant. If we pursue purchase of the entire program, it would be $169,304. So it's just something that we will need to consider on down the road. The next piece was we're I met with the HR and finance director. I have some concerns on some of our pay process and our code. So we're going to do an examination on how it's written, and some parts aren't clear, and other parts don't appear to be fair, that we're allowing our software to drive our policies. So we're going to look at that in the near future. I did tour the fire department facility with Chief McNutt, a very comprehensive tour, where he took me to all the stations. We discussed the new fire truck and the $500,000 that still remains in our grant. About $200,000 of that is going to be for modifications on hydraulics, pumps, gauges, things that we'll identify during our mid-build inspection. We're also waiting so that we can get the newest materials rather than stuff a year ago. So that also is still in the works. So we do expect to expend full funds on that in equipping that truck. And there is some travel for training. There's also travel for inspection. But by no means is it several hundred thousand dollars. The hundred thousands of dollars is for more equipment. So we do expect to fully use that grant for that truck and to equip it with everything we need. Had several discussions with our airport manager and a tour of the airport facility to give myself a better idea of what I'm dealing with and I'll have to deal with in the future. A good layout of where the current leases are, where there are any potential leases could come in for property that's available. It was a good discussion. I think I have a decent start on how we can tie those things in. I also met with John Lee, chairman of our AAC, with some good ideas on the directions to go. The land swap for the Wells and Water Nutrition Center, once we get the final word from the FAA, we should be able to complete that, as well as the water wells. The water wells piece, we're still working with the auditors and the FAA on how to actually close that transaction, but we expect that to be done finally, all of it, by January. The Federal Register closed out November 25th, initial indication there were no comments, so we just need the final letter from the FAA to be able to close those two actions out. Colony Christmas, the city is well prepared to support that event with the Greater Chamber of Commerce. We have almost all of our city staff involved in one way or another, whether it's Public Works, the Fire Department, Community Development, and the police, working with traffic control and the fireworks display, as well as the police department primarily sponsoring the cookie contest with the city manager's staff. A lot of our facilities, again, will be used as well, with the depot and library fully engaged in the events this weekend. One note that's not on the agenda that I do want to bring on the report that we found out today is that the borough, we talked about dispatch last meeting. The borough was going to try and negotiate with us an additional 6-month extension. We found out today that they're not going to do that, and they're going to try and get a request for proposal out. What they say is December 15th, which is a week away. I'm not sure that they'll be able to accomplish that, but we are tracking that now as a reversal on what we were told earlier. So we'll keep an eye on the dispatch center. It looks like to be a comprehensive package that they're going to go for: the CAD, the phones, the radios, the whole package, rather than what was originally done. So again, we'll continue to monitor that to see if it does come to fruition with RFP, or if we go back to negotiations, because it is that time of year that a lot of things won't necessarily get done because of the holidays. So again, it's a new breaking news, and we'll monitor it as we can. And that completes my report, if there's any questions.
Health Director Reese.
Thank you. And we're prepared, or starting to prepare, for a submittal of a request if they do go ahead and put it out for proposals on the dispatch.
Through the mayor to Councilmember DeVries. Yes, by all means, we have our last package, and really we're trying to, if we could get some insight onto what they're thinking in detail so that we can prepare our package and have it ready as soon as they put the RFP out, we would. At this point, we're trying to keep in contact to find out what that package looks like. My initial indication is yes, we'll submit a proposal. But if the RFP is something too big for us that we think we can handle, then that'll be something we have to look at as well. So really, not knowing what they say is a comprehensive program, comprehensive RFP, my initial thought is yes, we will pursue a proposal. But again, if it's something that's so large it may not be feasible for us to do, then that will be also one of the options. But once we do get more information, we'll have a packet that gives the options for us to lay out for the council on the direction we go, the different options that we can similar to last time and what that package may be, and then we'll go from there.
Follow up, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor. Did you say that the request for proposal is going to be on open December 15th, advertised December 15th, or due December 15th?
Through the mayor, to Councilmember DeVries. It's the indication we got was it would be an RFP to the borough assembly by the 15th, so of December, for them to take action, whether they approve it or go from there. So it's not on the floor. It's the ID department through the assistant manager to the manager working for something to get to the borough by the 15th of December. So there's still time after that that we'll have some indication of what's needed.
Okay. I guess I'd just like to go on record that, you know, if they do ask for a quick turnaround or something, I'm very much in favor of us, you know, having a special meeting. If you need some direction regarding, you know, if they're going to advertise the 15th and it's due December 31st or something, we need to, you know, look at that. And, you know, and Mike, I guess, wants to chime in, but, you know, we did have some problems with the equipment, you know, and how, whether we were going to use theirs or ours or what. And so that's, to me, is a pretty good size concern tonight, since we're going to, you know, have to adopt our budget either tonight or, well, I guess we don't. We could do it a week from tonight, I guess, with a special. Well, we can't do it on the 15th.
According to charter, it has to be at a regular meeting, not less than 10 days before the end of the year, which is why it's always the first meeting in December.
Thank you, Your Honor, clerk, for that clarification.
Madam Mayor. excuse me. Question to the manager. Are they just submitting the information for the assembly to consider going out for RFP on the 15th? Is that what they're doing? Or are they actually going to issue an RFP and publish it for solicitation?
Through the mayor. Right now, the indication is it's just a proposal to the borough. With the manager's permission, I'd like to bring Lance up. I'm not sure he may have any additional information on top of that, but he's the one who's relayed that information to me.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the council. The last communication I got from the borough was this morning. The intent, I believe, is to have it in front of the borough assembly on the 15th of December. At least that's the date they said they were going to be pushing for. That being said, I believe they're still waiting on a couple of quotes for software upgrades. They're still crafting the RFP at this point, so the 15th of December might be pretty optimistic. If it does go to the assembly, maybe we can expect some input and then some changes based on that. Maybe not, I don't know. They're a difficult organization to predict.
Your Honor?
I just wanted to say that it looks like, according to the clerk, it's not on the 15th agenda. And my next question was, is that their last meeting in December, and then they have meetings in January?
They have meetings in January, but I think this is their last meeting in December, but I'm not really sure. I can look, I'll check.
Okay. Mr. Yanni?
I was just wondering if Lance would maybe introduce himself, since we have a number of visitors here this evening that may not know who he is, and he didn't state his name or his position for when he started to testify. So if you'd do that, please.
My apologies. Lance Ketterling, Chief of Police for the City of Palmer.
Mr. Getty.
Madam Mayor, thank you, council members. It seems to me that what would be going, if anything, to the assembly would be the question of whether to issue the RFP and maybe get some input from them, and not issue it quite yet. Because to put it on a fast track like that for something as critical and as important as dispatch doesn't seem, prudent.
All right, any other questions for Chief Kettering?
Mayor, if I may.
Yes.
No questions for the chief. But because we are in the middle of budget discussions, I don't think that we have enough information to put a line in our budget for dispatch. But we, again, I didn't want to let it go tonight without informing the council. So that you have in your back of your mind for next year if it does come up early in the year.
Thank you.
Councilman Reese.
Thank you, Your Honor. Back to your report on the Palmer personnel regulations. On my desk or in my box tonight, there was a letter from a concerned citizen in the city of Palmer. Have you seen that letter, Nate? I think probably all the council people got it. I'll give you mine.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Getty.
I have not seen the letter. I heard about it anecdotally, and the city administration is looking into this issue.
Okay.
And I think that's about enough said.
Enough for the table? Okay. So anything else, Mr. Manager?
Madam Mayor, now that concludes my report for this evening.
All right, very good. Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In looking at the borough's calendar, it does not look like they have another meeting this year, but I'm hoping this is up to date. The only item I have to report on tonight is, as I sent the email to you, the deputy clerk is leaving. Her last day is the 16th. I want to thank her for all of her hard work, and she will be missed. And we will see her because she will temp for until the new deputy is hired. She'll be at our meetings and then probably meet with the new deputy on a Saturday to go over where things are and where they'll take off from there. We do have cake over there, so please come get some cake. And that's all I really have unless there's any questions.
All right, very good. Any comments? Questions for the clerk? All right, thank you very much. I just wanted to report from tonight just on two meetings. One was a meeting yesterday, an update on the senior center transfer or purchase from by the Salvation Army. And I guess there's really nothing to, not a lot of movement or change. They've been having some very long board meetings, and I don't believe they have came to an agreement on their or conclusion on any of their negotiations, but we don't have to really worry about that so much anymore. But they are continuing to be in discussion with the folks from the Salvation Army and the hospital. The other meeting, well, there's multiple meetings today, but the manager and I met with all of the Valley mayors and the legislators today just about a number of upcoming issues and what the legislative session is going to look like. There's no news that we have a limited amount of money, and but Senator Dunleavy did suggest that we come down early. Before, you know, AML thing times get quite busy, and pursue after we know what the governor's budget looks like. See if there's anything in there. We certainly found out that there was some DOT funding. We need to keep, and that was in the newspaper, but we need to keep our eyes on that. And tomorrow the governor will release his plan for for the fiscal plan and for the future. So there's not a whole lot to try to figure out until we know what that budget's gonna look like. So that will happen tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We have, well, I'm looking forward to calling it Christmas this weekend, but no particular news on that. Mr. Getty, City Attorney's Report.
Thank you. Wish everyone happy holidays. This is the last meeting. Merry Christmas. And look forward to a very productive and healthy new year.
And that concludes our reports and brings us to audience participation. Time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you are representing a group. Audience participation is now open. See Seeing no one come forward, audience participation is now closed. And that brings us to the public hearing for resolution number 15-001I, amending the City of Palmer 2015 budget by approving the Nutrition Center property transfer, which includes the ball field, from the airport fund to the general fund, as noted in IM 15-064. And this will be public hearing number 2 of 2. Public hearing is now open. Seeing no one come forward, public hearing for resolution number 15-001I is now closed. And
do we have this motion?
Yes, there's a pending motion.
We already have a pending motion. Do we have any further discussion or requests for staff information? Councilor Ruiz.
Thank you, Your Honor. Since we, as the city manager said, this is hopefully will take your place next month, do we have anything in the budget or that you know of that we will have to have regarding like the ball fields, or probably not on the Nutrition Center because we don't have any, I don't think anything to do with that, but besides just the leases there, but will there be any needs that we will have to address in that ball, in the ball fields this next year that we should consider during the budget hearing tonight?
Through the mayor to Councilmember DeVries. No, there shouldn't be any. It's an accounting adjustment more than anything. The property is still city property. It's just not airport property. So there shouldn't be any change to how we manage those pieces of property.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Ready to vote? All those in favor of resolution number 15-001I, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Say no. All right, we've passed resolution number 15-001I unanimously. And now we are to our public hearing number 2 of 2 for resolution number 16-001, adopting the budget for the City of Palmer, Alaska for fiscal year beginning January 1, 2016 and ending December 31, 2016, and appropriating monies. This is public hearing number 2 of 2. It's now open. Seeing no one come forward, public hearing is now closed. And we do have a pending motion to adopt. Is there further discussion? Or are we ready to vote? Madam Clerk.
Madam Mayor, there was an amendment on the table. Not that one. It is, sorry, I don't have it before me. It's this one regarding the land fund.
Oh, uh-huh. This will be primary amendment number.
Let me look. 15. Yes.
And this is to eliminate the land fund number 04 as follows, to debit 80-0000-1610 land by $217,413.85 and credit 04-0000-1610 land by $217,413.85 and to debit the 04-0000-1001 land cash by $49,231 and credit account or line number 01-0170-6078 transfers out by $49,231. And I will go ahead and move this forward. And do we have a second? All right, would you like to just give us an overview of this amendment? We do have some written backup. Does anyone want to have any further discussion or have a staff report?
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, this is an administrative adjustment. My understanding is it was discussed last year on why we had a separate land fund. This is just to clean up our books. So when we close out 15, if we do adopt this, then we can close out the land fund in at the end of our 2015 budget. So what it does, it moves from the land fund to the general land fund so that all our assets are in one fund. So that's, again, this is just an administrative to eliminate this fund. So what it'll do, it sets us up for next year when we finalize our audit. We close out this accounting line. It's not in our 16 budget as we close it out in 15. If we don't do this, it doesn't affect the budget. It just means we'll still have the land. We'll continue to have two separate land funds, one in the general land fund and then this separate land fund. And if you need specific detail more than that, then I will call the finance director up to clarify where I may have muddied the waters.
Councilor Reeves.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, on page 2, for the number 1, the Patterson Track A2, the very last line of that paragraph, is everybody there? It says, whoever wrote this and said, I don't think this land is held for investment or sale and therefore should be transferred from the land management fund to the general fund. If we would decide, we go ahead and transfer that into the general fund, then is there additional requirements if we would decide to sell that? Because, I mean, I guess I'd like to see it sold and something put in there that would be economic development or, you know, something that would benefit the community. And so I was just wondering if there are additional codes that, or, you know, mandates that we have to have in order to sell it out of the general fund versus out of the land fund.
Mr. Manager.
Through the mayor to Councilmember DeVries. It shouldn't prohibit the sale of that property, but if there's additional administrative steps we have to take, I'd like to call our finance director, Mr. Green, to answer that question.
Ms. Green.
This, as our city manager, our mayor and council, as our city manager said, this is nothing more than just a cleanup. There has been no activity in this account since either 2009 or 2010. And this land has been sitting in the land fund with no activity at all. And to make a slight correction to the city manager, this will eliminate it in 2016. However, if you do decide to eliminate it in 2016, it will still appear in our 2015 audit. But again, this is just transactions. From what I understand, and this goes back way beyond when I came here and before Gina came, that there was a lot of land being bought and sold, and this is a result of that, and it is just set there. So we were just trying to eliminate an entire fund. In order to do that is all these debits and credits, and the general fund doesn't carry fixed assets. So there is a special fund for general fund that is nothing but fixed assets, and that's the 80 account, which you don't normally see, but that houses all of our general fund assets. If that clarified anything.
Mr. Getty.
Madam Mayor, Council. I think there's two things that are going on with this. One is the accounting function, and two is the ability to sell the land. And the accounting function, defer to the finance director on, that's her world. As far as selling the land, that's set forth in code, and the process to do that is set out in the ordinances. So where it sits in the budget really doesn't have any effect, in my opinion, on the ability to dispose of the property through the processes contained in those ordinances.
Okay. And Your Honor, I was mistaken. I was thinking that the number one was that 15 acres that's over by the youth facility, and that's not addressing that piece of property. So I was mistaken on that.
Madam Mayor, I have one question, just a dumb question. It says that the assessed value for the building and land is almost $6 million. Okay.
As I said, this is a hockey rink and the soccer fields. I thought it was talking about that 15 acres that's on the sprayer set. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think on the surface it's a relatively good idea, but I mean, these properties are held for investment, or were at one point. I mean, especially the one you're talking about on Cope subdivision, which is where we have parceled off pieces of property after we, I think it was the youth detention facility, and then the resource center, and I think we still have a parcel left. I think the land fund is for property made for investments for future sales or investments, and that's exactly what they are doing. If we haven't done anything since 2010, I mean, that's okay. I think that, you know, we hold properties for sale and investment, and that's our account for it. I don't know why we need to eliminate the whole fund just for an accounting function. I mean, it's a real activity that the city has done in the past, has property, and they've sold it for various activities. I don't know. I'm not real clear why we need to do this.
Madam Mayor?
Mr. Kernikin.
I guess if I'm understanding it right, didn't they say there's actually two land funds, and so we're eliminating the superfluous one? Well, maybe the manager can clarify.
My understanding is there's the land fund that has land that is not necessarily being held for investment. And then we have the land fund that is, and then we have the general fund line that has land that's not being held for investment. Is that correct?
Madam Mayor, if I may, we have the general land fund, which has property and other fixed assets, and then we have this land fund, which has these three properties in it. So there are other properties that potentially we would look to sell or use as for investment, which would be the granite, the church property, which we want. It's not in this fund, it's in the other fund. So this, again, there's no requirement to do this, it's just general housekeeping, so we have all our assets in one basket is what we're looking to do. So it's not a requirement, it doesn't affect the way we do business. Is just, again, housekeeping.
Councilmember Hanson.
Okay, so the church property is not in a water or sewer fund. It's just, it's in the general fund, land fund. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's where I believe it is. We have land in the general land fund, regardless of it was, okay, again, just through time.
Okay. Well, you know, from my perspective then, I think there should have been some activity during the course of the last 5 years, and I think the church property should have probably been appropriately placed in the land fund held for investments and those kind of things. You know, I really do believe that there should be two funds. One fund is for those assets that we basically have facilities on. The ice rink is one, you know, public works complex, the different activities that we do. And then the other one is all those properties that could be available for investment, reinvestment in the community. So, I mean, I think I do believe we need two funds. I think we need to put the assets in appropriate funds at the appropriate time. And I think the church needs to be in the land fund that's held for investment or, you know, some other type of trade for other properties or something. So I think we need two.
Councilmember Best.
I agree with Councilman Hanson of the premise of having defining what particular properties are going to be utilized for. If we have these two separate accounts, I would also ask that we would rename potentially the title of one of the funds to put in their, you know, investment properties or something like that. So then it's clear what that is to be utilized for and how it is to be accounted. But for tonight's purposes, these aren't going to change our ownership or usage or whether things are going to be looked at as an investment. It is just a placeholder for right now. Mid-year, we're going to be looking at a report coming back from the city manager, and we might be making some adjustments to our budget. At that time might be a better time for us to segregate out the particular properties that we want to have on each particular fund, and we could look at them individually as a group and kind of make sure that this body understands which properties are going to be utilized for which investment opportunities or whether we're to hold it. At that point, when we're going to be doing a budgetary amendment, we could then make that accounting adjustment.
And I agree with the title change, because I think we had this discussion before at the table. I mean, I'm remembering having this almost exact discussion before. So we'll go ahead and we're ready to vote on this. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
No. No. Yeah. Okay. All right. So motion has failed for the amendment. This amendment.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Best.
I encourage the manager when we go to have our mid-year adjustment that is brought to us, and we'll have maybe two meetings on it so that we can look at all the properties, have that discussion, decide what we're going to do before we move on to the next meeting.
Yes, that's a good idea. Bring that back in the mid-year budget discussion. All right, so that is, do we have any other budget discussion? Are we ready to vote on the 2015 budget? All those in favor of?
Madam Mayor.
Somebody?
Yes, I.
Councilmember Best.
Sorry. Because we're looking at the budget, the mayor and I had got to sit down at the council's direction to discuss about the Golden Heart Achievement Award, about award opportunities or installation opportunities. And it's too late in the game to try to get an installation done before February, where we would be giving these awards out again. So I think with the mayor and myself, if I make somewhat speak for you, Madam Mayor, it was kind of discussed that we would just do a paper document so that we were able to hand something to the individuals. This next year, hopefully, we'll be able to come together as a council and determine what kind of installation we might want. With that, some other discussions happened about places like the Arboretum, and there's some airport properties that are near the Arboretum that are underutilized, or maybe their utilization hasn't been realized yet. And many folks, as I'm sure many of you have done, have often wondered what could we do with the Arboretum to help it to be better utilized as a park, educate folks on what those trees are there for, what was the intended purpose, all this kind of stuff. Other folks and other community groups have also been discussing this, as it turns out. The Arboretum folks, the Grange, our own Parks and Recreation group have also been discussing some ideas, and I placed on the table tonight some documentation that you guys might have gotten in your box or handed out to you. And these are some of the just draft discussion points, and it shows you some of the groups that have been discussing some potential opportunities. On the second page, you'll see some of the groups that have been involved in this. You got like the Palmer Junior Middle School, the Rotary, Parks and Recs, Mat-Su College, Valley Residential Services, of course, City of Palmer, Mat-Su Senior Center, Neighborhood Works, Job Corps, the list goes on. There's 25 names here. So there's some community involvement and engagement in a potential park. If you flip down towards the back of the package, there's some concepts. And in these concepts, these are all draft. There's nothing binding in this. It's just some thoughts. And putting a pathway in the Arboretum, potentially putting pathways in this airport property, could happen. Now, there's another one that apparently didn't make it into the package. It was an 11 by 17. that didn't get copied, and I apologize. And it shows that in the there's an airport easement that you can't have any structures built in it that kind of cuts through the center of this property.
Is it this one?
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I think.
Apparently, it's just not in my packet. Might be loose here somewhere. So yeah, the one with the almost penciled line in there that shows the no build, it would be stuff of structure, of height. So in essence, the concept would be that there could be pathways, there could be small brushes and bushes. In the areas outside of that area, you could have potentially have gazebos and park benches and that kind of stuff. So with the folks that have been involved and the city of Palmer with the parks group, there's a lot of engagement of people that want to participate in this. There's nothing that has been signed for any kind of participation level, but the thought is that this kind of park concept might be almost entirely funded with other groups. The city of Palmer, of course, would have our investment of the land and or upkeep, but I would like to ask council in our parks fund. There was another document that was placed on the table tonight that shows what kind of funds were. Yeah. This document right here. If we went through and kind of swept some of the projects that hadn't been worked on and pulled monies out of different accounts that hadn't been utilized, this kind of gives you a total of things. In our parks improvement, which is 08011070 38, there's $64,000. I guess my question to council is, what do we envision parks money to be utilized for? Is it simply to add features, playground equipment, or is it for planning? Is it just for new neighborhood parks? If it is just for parks, then I think the $64,000, I'm thinking for this big project, it might only be $10,000 of city money for seed money to help perpetuate the development of this and going through the public process, discussions and whatnot. But if the $64,000 is only for neighborhood, new development, playground equipment, then I would ask for $10,000 to be added into the budget to help facilitate a potential Arboretum Airport Park. That would be, hopefully, utilized for stuff like the Golden Heart Achievement Award, where we could put memorial kind of activity installations.
Councilmember Hanson.
Well, I'll kind of remind you what that park improvements account was set up for, the $64,000 question. It was set up for improvements, not for construction of new parks. I mean, that was the original intent. Obviously, it's public money, so intents often change. However, you know, that was what we originally had funded that thing at, about 90 or 120, I can't remember. And so that was for different, you know, like the ball fields if you need a fence replaced, you know, it didn't come out of the normal parks and rec budget. You know, different activities, different playgrounds needed work. You know, there was a fund that you could get money for, and it really wasn't intended at the time for the construction of new parks. It was for the long-term health of everything we have.
Councilmember Reese.
Thank you, Your Honor. I guess maybe I'd like to punt, like we have done on a number of items here, and give the new city manager come back to us maybe like 2 or 3 months or something like that. And just with the needs that we have in the existing parks, and then also, you know, look at this park as well. And of course, as you know, we're headed down the trail for maybe the copper root land and things like that. And so rather than to put $10,000 in this budget and designate it as that, I think I'd like to hear that report, and then we're going to anticipate, I think, having some additional changes to the budget, and, you know, within the first 6 months, and look at it at that time. But I don't know when the last time is that we've had really an in-depth look on each park and what needs to be done or should be done. And of course, some of the parks are, you know, handled by, I think the Lions is the one down over here and things like that. So I guess I'd just sort of like to punt on that.
Yeah. I also think that this is a, would be a good item to refer to our Parks and Rec board for, to weigh in on, you know, their, that's why they're there, just to look at this and tell us what their thoughts are on how this would affect the city, and how the vision that they're working on. Is there any disagreement with sending this to the Parks and Rec board, as you're also working on coming up with the list of improvements? We did, certainly we have a Parks and Trails plan, and that's actually what they're working off of. So, and that's not been that long ago that we put that together.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As it sits right now, the Parks and Rec board are actually going to be presenting this idea, or a portion of this idea to us coming up fairly soon. My hope was to try to get the seed money into the this next calendar year, so that we can be ready to address this in a fairly quick manner. With many of these groups that are available, the thought was that we might actually be able to accomplish this with almost no money. But I figured that it would be great to have $10,000 in there to help out with the planning and the public meetings that might be going to be taking place, so that we can fast track it.
Well, we need a motion, or not.
Well, Madam Mayor, if we could loosen up the intent of the park improvements, because technically the Arboretum is one of our parks. So we could allow them to utilize some of the $64,000 if needed for their preliminary portion of this project. So if that was amenable, then I would not ask for an additional $10,000. I just would like for this body to allow the administration to utilize the park improvement money for concepting of this and having some of these public meetings.
Well, we would need some kind of something to take action on, isn't that correct? Is that correct? I mean, we would need some kind of, we need to take action on this before we can. I mean, we need to make a motion or.
Well, as Councilman Member Hansen has mentioned, it's been kind of vague what, you know, this narrative that is in here, what that implies. So I guess it would just be asking council to allow the manager to go forward with development of this plan utilizing those funds. So I guess I would just ask for council support on that.
Councilmember Carrington.
I guess I lean the other way. I would rather put some seed money down specifically for the Arboretum. It's kind of a very neglected kind of area of town. And I guess I lean towards, you know, whether it's 10,000 or 5,000, but I guess I lean towards putting some money towards it separately.
Councilmember DeVries.
Your Honor, I guess I agree with you on this. You know, we formed the Parks and Recreation Board, and to me, we're jumping that board's input on this particular project. And so that's why I feel we should, you know, hesitate about doing it. And because it, you know, we appointed them and we asked for their advice, and then we decide that, you know, there's a project that we want, and so I guess that's my feelings on it.
Councilmember LaFrance.
Thank you. And thank you, Councilman Best, for bringing this forward. I think this is a very neglected piece of property, and it's beneficial for the whole community to see this developed in a positive way. Due to that, I support your idea of ensuring that the Park Improvement Fund can be used for this property. So if there is action that the council needs to take to ensure that, then I would support that.
Your Honor.
Councilmember Hanson.
So I just want to remind the actual physical structures there are not the city of Palmer's. That's owned by the university. And so all those buildings that are falling over and with the garage doors open and kids running in them, those are owned by the university. They do need to put some money into those facilities because they're quite a attractive nuisance in the neighborhood. So, I mean, you know, our property, the city's runway protection zone bought with the airport fund, FAA bought that property, as a matter of fact, is the blue lot, senior housing over to the Palmer Airport. That's what we own. So we don't own any of those dilapidated buildings. Have I got that point across yet? So I just want to make sure that everybody's aware that we're not going to be spending money on those buildings. So that part won't improve.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Best.
If I may, the Councilman Hanson is absolutely correct. Of the Arboretum itself, the city actually owns approximately 90% of the trees that are in the Arboretum. There is a few trees that are just north, and the actual sign that is on the university's property.
Councilor Reese.
Thank you. At one time, the university had land in that area where they were advertising to sell that. Do we know if they did get a bidder and if the ownership has changed?
Madam Mayor.
Councilor Best.
I was brought up to speed on that there is an offer that the individual is not being named currently. They've asked to not have their name released. But apparently, staff has talked with them and expressed that there is the Arboretum Group, the Grange, and some other folks that are interested in preserving that. And there might be an opportunity down the road, if the purchase does go through, that the landowners would be they're favorable towards preserving that, and there's an opportunity possibly for us to purchase it or have some sort of an agreement made with the folks that are looking to buy those buildings and those trees.
Councilmember Hanson.
Yeah, so I'm going to agree with Councilman DeVries. I think that, you know, I'm not opposed to looking at this. I'm not opposed to spending money out of any account. I just think we're premature at this point. I think we need to wait for our presentation from the Parks Group. Maybe by then some of the ownership issues will be resolved with the university property, and we can maybe negotiate, maybe talk about an easement or outright purchase of some of the property. I just think, you know, appropriating money at this time is kind of, you know, we're kind of getting out in front of it. I mean, I think that, you know, if the thing is sold to us, and I think we all believe that there needs to be something done with that piece of property rather than just left in the state it's in. Especially since, you know, there was talk of a dog park on a part of that. There's, you know, there's the Arboretum part. So I think there's a use. I just think that we need to get the full picture. We need to get what everybody in, you know, all these different groups are thinking. And then hopefully maybe the ownership issue with the rest of that parcel will be resolved so that we can kind of be more informed, kind of know what's going on.
Councilmember Rest.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree. I don't want in any way to jump the shark, so to speak, to get ahead of the game. My intent was just to try to fund a potential opportunity once it was presented to council. So I guess I would actually just ask that we do make one small amendment in our budget, and it would be with that account number in the narrative, that we put some language in there that it can be utilized for existing parks planning. And then once it is presented to us, we wouldn't have to make a budget amendment. Staff would be allowed to work within that funding source.
Is there a motion?
Yes.
An amendment?
Second.
Is this, I think that's slightly different than what I heard.
Yeah, I didn't want to state anything about Arboretum or anything.
Can you define that line wherever it is?
Well, actually, I was going off of this.
Oh, that is the line, okay.
Which puts in here in the narrative itself. Give me a second to flip to the budget line. We have the line reads right now.
Oh 8 oh 1 10 7 0 3 8, I think, is the one you have on this page.
Yeah, in what page that is in our budget though?
114.
114. Narrative. Is there a narrative for that? There's got to be a narrative for it. I guess I would ask staff, Madam Mayor, I'd like to ask staff where the narrative is for that line.
Apparently, according to the clerk, we don't have narrative for that line, and there has not been narrative for that line in the past.
Capital. So where did we get this narrative?
I don't know. Where did this? I think this is just explanations, right? The narrative that's in this document would be just whoever put this together, that was how their explanation to council what the lines meant.
Well, I don't know how to amend that then.
Well, we maybe don't need one. I guess we need agreement from the council, but.
Well, how do we
spend money on it?
An agreement.
We bring back a resolution requesting that the planning is done on it or something in the future, at a future moment, I would think that monies would be spent out of that line. So given that we have a motion made and seconded, or amendment, but it's not one that can really be moved. Mr. Gaddy, can you give we have a motion that was made and seconded, but does not have a, do we need to vote on it?
We can just call it out of order and move on.
Yeah, you can just call it out of order,
okay.
I think.
So we'll just call that out of order and move on?
Yeah. Okay.
Then it
goes
your Honor.
Okay.
Your Honor.
Your Honor. Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you. I was wondering also if we could have the administration, the clerk's office, research back to when that fund was set up to see, how strong that intent was for it to be used for improvements and that kind of thing. Just be sure so we're not violating any legal ramifications there. Thank you.
So I guess what I would request then is if we have a resolution or a request brought back to us, that it would be backed up with information on the intent or perhaps the minutes from the meeting where that was set up at.
Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Carrington and then Mr. Gaddy.
And in addition to the intent would be even just a simple itemized list of what we've spent money for through it over the years.
Mr. Gaddy.
Madam Mayor, the beauty of the intent that you issue is that you can change it.
Or just the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, leave it alone.
All right. I think we have a potential for having a resolution brought back, and are ready to move on. Does anyone else have anything that they would like to bring up on the budget, or are we ready to vote? In that case.
I just have one thing.
Okay. Councilmember Hansen.
Since it's time to vote on the budget, we got to give our big speeches, right? Well, I really think that we're just kicking the can down the road here. We have major issues that we need to deal with next year. Insurance is going to be one. PERS is going to be one. I mean, we have to tackle these things really. Basically, we're in the course of the last couple of years, what we've done is we've shrunk the amount of money that's put into the community, whether it's plowing streets or whether it's whether it's sanding streets, whether it's putting calcium chloride down in the summer. Those things have all shrunk while you know what has continued to accelerate. And so we're going to have to figure this out. And the other thing, too, is this dispatch center is becoming more and more problematic. You know, the borough and I think the city of Wasilla, I think, believe in their mind that the best place for this to be is over in Wasilla. And to me, it's evident by saying you have 1 week in order to, you know, start talking about an RFP. And so that whole equation is shifted to the west. And so we're going to have to deal with those things, and we're going to have to deal with them. It's going to make the most sense for the city of Palmer long term. And so whatever that means. So we got a lot of work to do on this budget yet. This economy is not going to turn around and save us. Revenue sharing is going to go away. The borough is going to figure out every way they can to impose user fees on us. You know, and we're going to be reliant on sales tax and the three mills that we charge. And we're not going to be able to be everything to everybody. So that's my narrative.
Any further speeches?
Oh,
Councilmember DeVries.
Thank you. I don't know who saw the article in the newspaper, but I saw where City of Seward is putting a hiring freeze on and outlawing, you know, there's going to be no travel. And I think those things are going to start to come down the line. So I guess I would like to, if there's other council approval, to ask the city manager to look very closely at travel, whether it's in-state or out-of-state. With teleconferencing, I serve on two state boards for the state, and we are teleconferencing more and more of our board meetings. We are not meeting face-to-face, because we just realize that the money's not there. If you're going to continue to have these, if you're going to continue to have the boards and commissions. So I don't know if there's agreement. I don't know if I need to make a motion or if there's just general agreement from the council that I think we need to really look at almost everything regarding anything out of the ordinary and just really analyze, you know, where we are and what's going to be happening. I haven't seen the sales tax figure for November, but again, our sales taxes were down 3%, I think, for the year. So all of those things make a difference.
I'd second that.
I also agree that we have work to be done, and we have an economy that's, we don't even know where the price of oil will end up at. That all of that has a effect on what we're going to do. But we also have a new manager who's stated that before he brought new changes to the budget, that he wanted time to look at that and to evaluate positions and so on. And so I would request, with the council's input, that the meeting that we have proposed for June 9th, I believe, that was to be brought back on positions, that we would characterize that as a mid-year budget review, and that at that time we would have the information I'd like to actually move that into the last meeting in June. I don't know what the date would be then. That would make it the 23rd, I guess. And we may very well so we could potentially have the audit at that point, and also have a lot more information. Our sales tax, we would have a sense of where we were going with that, and So it wouldn't just be positions, but it could be a number of things that we would review at that point. Is there any objection to bringing that? Okay. Mr. Manager, do you have any questions?
Mayor, if I may, if we could phase these, I think it makes, and I'm not trying to say that I don't want to do that, because I do. I'd like to do a personnel review, because I think that'll be more than one meeting. The first meeting we had scheduled, the first meeting in June, to be the personnel organizational review. The next meeting would be the budget, would be a budget review, and then the first meeting in July would be our audit results. I think that's how we...
I think we have to have our audit. Do we have
maybe it's the other way around. But what I like to do is propose that a phased, so it makes sense. We talk about personnel, how it affects our budget. Then we talk about how we closed out 2015, and then talk about how we adjust 16. So if we're going to set hard dates now, that's the order I think that would make sense. And with the council's guidance, that's how I would approach it. But not try to do everything all at once. I mean, it'll be these are huge topics to go over. So to do them all in one meeting, I think, is too much.
Okay, so we'll do the personnel review on the last meeting in May. And then we can...
The meeting on the 7th was already requested, June 7th.
The June 7th, or...?
Yes, for the personnel.
Okay, so I guess what I would like to propose then, that we would have a full mid-budget review and audit in hand by July 12th. And you can decide if you want to do those partially in June, partially in May, however it would be would you move those around.
So you're talking a no later than date kind of thing?
Yeah, no later than.
Absolutely.
Okay. June 12th, July 12th.
So we'll finalize those dates once all the audit is put together.
Yeah, so when we have information to know exactly when those results will be back. Okay.
I second that.
Your Honor.
Councilor DeVries.
If I could have your indulgence to back up to your report. I was at a meeting on Saturday, and you said you met with the legislators, you know, yesterday or today.
Today.
And was there talk regarding the length of the session they anticipated? Because what I'm hearing is they anticipate being there probably at least 6 months just because of the budget process and stuff. So
there were a lot of fears.
Yeah, we may not have, you know, even know what revenue sharing is at that time and stuff, but just I didn't know if they had said anything during your meeting you had today.
They had said they were worried about it was touched on just the worry of being there for extra time, but I do know there is a date that the governor, they have to pass the, I believe there's some, I don't know, have those off the top of my head, but I do know there's some, I believe the governor has to sign the budget by, must be the end of June, because isn't that when the fiscal year, or is it,
yeah.
It's something that has to do with fiscal year. I don't know if that can be, how that can be changed up, but that would be above my pay grade. But yeah, there's definitely talk of pushing out the session a long, long ways. And from what I've heard of, and we'll know more tomorrow after the governor rolls out his plan, but with all the problems confronting us and the plan that the governor's put together, I suspect that's not going to be an easy session where they're just going to go, oh, gee, okay. So I think we'll have some discussion going on that for sure. Yeah, so... All right. Well, with the coming to the end of our budget discussion, do we have anything else, or are we ready to vote for adopting the 2016 budget?
No. Madam Mayor, just for the record, the Finance Department is going to read in the numbers that will actually be inserted, and these numbers include all of the budget amendments. And following the adoption, then I'll meet with them and put the correct numbers in for your signature.
And when will that be?
She's going to do it right now.
Do it right now? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, why don't we go ahead and just take you're going to read it in?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. according to Mr. Manager. Are you ready for this?
Madam Mayor, yes, we're ready. The numbers haven't changed tonight, so the final number from last week still, I'd stand corrected. It was, I stated that it was 2,000 or 29,184. It was actually 29,147. So we do have a good finance department that keep me straight on numbers. So we're if the budget is adopted as proposed tonight, we will still have a portion that is unallocated.
All right, so.
So Madam Mayor, if I may acknowledge the finance department for the final reading.
All right, Ms. Green. Or finance department.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. I am going to ask Gina to read this. She can see it far better than I can.
General fund revenues, $11,310,357.
Is that 310,057?
357.
Yeah, 357.
Okay, water and sewer fund, 02, revenue, $2,418,974. Fund 03, airport, $375,880. Fund 05, $682,271. Fund 15, $828,845. Fund 08, $239,394. And total revenues, $15,855,721. General fund expenditures, $11,281,170. Fund 02 expenses, $1,835,886. Fund 03 expenses, $373,777. Fund 05, $1,078,660. Fund 15, $828,513. $15,398,006. Fund 08, $239,394. Total expenditures, $15,637,400.
All right, those look, anybody see anything on there that they want to clarify? Councilmember Reeves.
Thank you, Your Honor. On the two changes of job titles in the dispatch for the supervisors, I believe the chief had gotten an email, and I as well as the rest of the council had asked for the attorney to review that to see if that was something that was going to be something worthwhile on the paper it was written on. What is your professional opinion, sir?
Mr. Getty.
It's PERS.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see the letter, and it said that there shouldn't be a termination study triggered through that activity. And I'd say that it would be a reasonable position that the city has relied to its detriment on the material representation of PERS, that there's not a termination study triggered by the personnel action. That's what they said.
So that would mean that since it's in the budget now and we adopt the budget as presented, that if worse comes to worse and we don't get the dispatch service, the contract with the borough, and we cut that department drastically, that would mean that we could eliminate those positions if the council desired without any ramifications.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Gibby.
The two positions.
Right.
Yeah, that's their position. And I think we take that on face value. And if they disagree later, that'll be part of the appeal.
All right, then we're ready to vote. All right, this is about the least contentious budget I've seen passed at the city, or about to be passed at the city of Homer. All those in favor of authorizing adopting the budget, resolution number 16-001, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. Sounds like we've just passed the budget.
Agree.
Unanimously, yes. And now let's go ahead and take a break. Huh? Well, good. We'll come back to it.
Nobody wants to argue over Lent.
Over what?
Lent.
Pocket Lent?
That's all we had left.
All right, we're back in session. And we have passed the budget. That brings us to item 3 on our agenda. And that would be the public hearing for resolution number 16-002, adopting the City of Palmer Employee Pay Plan, which be public hearing number 2 of 2. And do we have a motion on that? We do, okay. And so we're now, public hearing number 2 of 2 is now open. Anyone wishing to speak to the pay plan may come forward at this time. Seeing no one come forward, the public hearing is now closed. And we're ready to vote on that because there has been a previous motion, but just wanted to restate that the pay plan, the motion that was made to move the public works admin from a level 5 to 4 is reflected already in our budget amendment. So that was action that was taken earlier. And so there's no change on what we're passing today. Further discussion, comments, pay plan? All those in favor of adopting resolution number 16-002, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You close. Is that for the close of the hearing, Your Honor, or is that for the adoption of the resolution?
All right.
Get it done. That's
get it done. All those in favor have already said aye. Does anyone wish to say no? Seeing no one and hearing no one, the resolution number 16-002 passed unanimously. There we go. That brings us next to the City of Palmer fee schedule. Public hearing resolution number 16-003, adopting the City of Palmer 2016?
Should be 2016.
16. City of Palmer fee schedule for the City of Palmer for the fiscal year beginning January 1, 2016, ending December 31, 2016. This is public hearing number 2 of 2. That public hearing is now open. Seeing no one come forward, the public hearing is now closed. We do have a pending motion to adopt. Request staff report or any additional Councilmember DeBreeze.
Your Honor, thank you. I guess I don't know how and I'm not going to belabor it this evening, but, you know, like on the building permits and some things like that. So I just wonder if I can have another council person's approval for this to be put another item onto the city manager's list to review if there needs to be some recommended changes or there hasn't, you know, been some upgrading there for a period of time that things that maybe we should revisit when we revisit. And I guess the last time was the date was July that we decided, right? So
well, no later than July 12th that we would have all the different pieces before us. All those in favor of the resolution number 16-003, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we have passed resolution number 16-003. City of Palmer fee schedule. That brings us to the public hearing for resolution number 16-004, adopting the 2015 City of Palmer fine schedule for the City of Palmer for the fiscal year beginning January 1, 2016, ending December 31. I guess that's that would be the 2016 fine schedule. This is public hearing number 2 of 2. Public hearing is now open. Seeing no one come forward, public hearing is now closed. We do have a pending motion to adopt. Further discussion. All those in favor of approving resolution number 16-004. I guess I just want to clarify that the fine that we discussed for, I'm sorry, it's not a fine. But the application fee, that was all taken care of.
For the airport, yes.
For the airport already, okay. So going back then to resolution number 16-004, adopting the City of Palmer 2016 fine schedule. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, we have passed resolution number 16-004 unanimously. And that brings us to resolution number 16-005, adopting the 5-year capital improvement program for the fiscal year beginning January 1, 2016, and ending December 31, 2016. This is public hearing number 2 of 2. That public hearing is now open. Seeing anyone come forward? No one come forward. Resolution number 16-005 is now closed. Public hearing for resolution number 16-005 is now closed. Request for staff or any addressing the 16-005, Councilmember Hansen.
Yeah, I would love a staff report if we could.
Mr. Manager. Would you like to ask the Public Works Director to come forward just for at this time?
Mayor, with the mayor's permission, I'd like to bring Tom forward to answer any questions as far as the staff report. If there are specific questions,
Mr. Healy. You can have some cake while you're there, too. Councilmember Hansen.
Well, I was just wondering, it was a nice 5-year plan. Where did we come up with these ideas? How did we come up with them? Through a strategic planning process or interaction with council and a 5-year project, capital project, or...
Mr. Healy.
Councilmember Hansen, I put out, I think, a request to the departments for any capital project suggestions. We got several of them involving, you look under 2016, and building improvements, kind of major maintenance items. Those were most of the feedback I got. the some of these other items are kind of longer-term things that have been on the list for quite a while. We haven't had a real strategic, to answer your question, we haven't had an in-depth strategic analysis of our capital project needs. But this list has sort of evolved over the years with ideas that have come up that get moved around. Some of them get done, some of them get delayed. That's a quick answer.
Councilmember Hanson.
Well, since we're making lists for the manager tonight, I think that we need to add on to your list a discussion at some point mid-year about capital improvement projects around the city for the, I mean, August, I don't care. But at some point, well, that's probably a little late, but some point we need to have a discussion of, at this table too. I mean, you set it out to department heads, and that's good. And then we have, you know, have to approve a revolution with the five-year future for capital projects of the city of Palmer. And I think it would be important for us to be involved with the strategic planning part of it as well. And I mean, for instance, it's been 10 years since we promised the people in North Palmer up in Cedar Hills a park. And, you know, in the process, we've developed two west of the Glen Highway. I think we need to have some discussion about a neighborhood park in that area. That was promised a long time ago. They were next on the list at that time. So anyways, I think we need to be involved in a capital improvement project list. Five-year capital projects. That's what I think. Thanks.
And I would like to have, I'll put this out on the agenda, but I hope that we can have sometime in February have some goal setting and some kind of pre-discussion to this capital improvement list and set some direction for the manager, because we are giving you tasks and we're giving you lots of tasks, and I think that you could also benefit from some overview discussion as well. So I'm just pointing out that I'd like to get that on the agenda, but we'll do that through some further discussion. So, but did you want to go over the more on
no,
the capital?
No, but I'd like to add something if I could with that.
Certainly.
And I'm not even looking for specifics. Even if you just give us a general outline of the capital improvement list, a five-year capital project, a general outline. Here's inception. Here's some discussions. You know, you don't have to be more specific, because I think we need to have a more generalized strategic look at it, as opposed to, you know, this list, you know, more general.
And I guess that, Mr. Healy, go ahead.
Well, I just had another comment on this, on the structure of this, just for your information. I agree there needs to be a more involved process with this, but one thing we did here was the 2016 CIP is the first year of the capital improvement plan. In the past, we've just had this five-year plan that comes along. It's attached to the budget. I culled quite a bit of stuff out of here. They were in the past, they had like state grants that the city had applied for that we didn't have any funding for. They were in these lists. It was things like that. So it was, I think this is a little leaner list than in the past. So there were just some organizational things there. And again, pointing out what is actually funded for 16 is a lot less money in projects than we've had in the past. It kind of reflects the current situation.
Councilmember Preece.
Thank you, Your Honor. I know in a previous time when we went over this, and I know it's buried in my paperwork someplace, but if you could go over the items like, okay, the garbage truck was in the budget that we adopted, correct? And then on the items where it says public facilities, are all of those included in that $293,000 that, are some of those not covered, or are all of those in the budget that we adopted? Would you bring me up to date on those again, please?
Mr. Ewing.
Certainly. If you look under the public facilities section, they're kind of in the middle of the page. The first four, I believe, the library boiler replacement, the flight service station improvement, city hall renovation, and city hall and fire station parking lot upgrade, those are all within that 10% money
that
we transferred. Yeah, uh-huh. I forget the exact number. Those fit within that with some money to spare. I can't remember what the remaining money we have there, but that's where that funding is for okay. those four. The depot upgrades, that is a state grant, that $200,000.
Okay,
so, we're gonna
so that's state, okay.
We're going to be, that's kind of phase two of our building improvements that we're getting into. The downtown master plan has been on the CIP list for several years, or a few years anyway.
It's already been appropriated in the past, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
LED streetlight upgrades, that's part of this. Well, last year we had a program where we appropriated funds to replace the high pressure sodium with LEDs, so that's what that is.
And that $25,000 is in the budget we already adopted.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I believe all of these are. Now, the wastewater treatment plant upgrades design, this was an estimate. That was, it wasn't funded as far as the budget went, but the council at the last meeting approved a $250,000 appropriation to the wastewater project.
Right.
So that kind of, that's that project.
Okay, so do we need to amend that to change that to $250,000 then? Or do we need to do, so when we adopt this, then are we appropriating another $50,000? Pardon?
I believe what's I believe the plan doesn't necessarily appropriate the funds. The okay. funds are appropriated in the budget, and so.
Okay. So
yeah,
this is not. This is then. If we adopt this, this is not appropriating another $50,000. Okay. Great. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with Bogard.
The Bogard Road Water Main Booster Station, that's an estimate for what it's going to cost. Well, that's an estimate of the money that will be remaining in that $3.5 million grant for the Bogard Road Water Main Extension.
Okay.
It's going to be in that range. And okay. we're going to get out an RFP for design for that here fairly soon. So that's okay. not enough to build the station, but we'll certainly get the design done and the property acquisition.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure we were making a distinction between adopting this plan and appropriating the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, any other further questions or comments? And I think this is probably a good starting point for the manager to look at to begin to develop his own overview for our discussion that we have later in the year. Again, I'm not sure that this is entirely, nothing is quite complete in this, probably in this as well. But we have 5 years to fix it or change things up. Any further thoughts on this document, the capital improvement plan? All those in favor of approving adopting the 5-year capital improvement program, resolution number 15-005, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we have adopted the 5-year capital improvement plan. Now that brings us to action memorandum. We need a motion to authorize action memorandum 15-104 to authorize city manager to approve 2 1-year extensions to the agreement for concession services for the MTA Event Center.
So moved.
Made and seconded. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we have authorized the city manager to take the action as noted in action memorandum 15-014. We have no unfinished business. We have no new business. And Madam Clerk, record of items placed on the table.
Budget amendment information and the arboretum information.
And the manager's report.
Yes, thank you. The manager's report.
This brings us for our final opportunity for audience participation, a time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes. If you are representing a group, audience participation is now open. Yeah. It is tempting, isn't it?
Trying to distract me. Yeah, you were trying to distract me. I got it. Okay, ready, set, go. My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I follow the public process. The public process is not appropriate, and the decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. Some of you may have caught part of the news concerning the public hearings that the borough did on the ferry. Boy, the borough doesn't surprise me when they do things. It just keeps on getting worse. It was an example. For years, there was concern about the ferry costs, and this is first time I've seen a public hearing. But after both public hearings were closed, on the second one, they initiated an amendment to add a few million dollars to deal with repairs of the port. Now, I was stunned. I think that's a polite word to say, because as you know, I attend meetings, and I'm in the dark. I'm at this meeting, and you expect the public to know what's going to go before them, and the public was blinded to this, and they passed, and they said it was an emergency. But even the information for what was going on with this scenario wasn't provided for the public to speak on before they made that decision, even at that meeting. This is totally wrong. This is continues to happen. I was at the school board joint meeting with the borough assembly tonight, and you kind of figured I'm over at the borough if I'm not here, and you would be guessing correctly, more likely. At that meeting, I saw a resolution. I hear they have an agenda, but there's nothing, no information of packets or anything for that agenda. But then I saw a resolution that was put on the table about an hour into the meeting, table where I can pick it up. And it dealt with something was passed by the school board on December 2nd dealing with safety. There's an issue of they didn't realize that these charter schools are not set up with the same safety scenarios as the non-charter schools are. So the end result is there's a big cost involved for the safety of the children, to be consistent for the children going to charter schools and so forth. Well, this is news to me. This is news to a few people there. But the thing is, they're going to discuss something the public had no knowledge of. It wasn't even clearly shown on the agenda. And then the resolution, here we go again, is put on the table for the public to see at the meeting, about an hour into the meeting, approximately. This is not a way to go. And then, it's 30 seconds. The city of Wasilla, I gave too much time for on the borough. The city of Wasilla obviously it doesn't understand public process too well. And the mayor announced a situation last night that a few days ago he initiated a situation that they're going to use the website to advertise commercial property for lease for people who have commercial property area. And I said the government should not compete with the private sector. And this is a clear example of it. And it goes with the very people, like the frontiersmen, who are in their bread and butter, and they attend these meetings, and here they're going against their bread and butter. And that closes my comments. Thank you. Wish I can get those 3 minutes from earlier.
Anyone else would like to come forward to address the council? Seeing no one additional come forward, audience participation is now closed. That brings us to council member comments, and we'll start with council member DeVries and council member Hansen.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just want to thank Summer for her, it seems like a very short time here that she was with us, but I think she did an excellent job from any involvement that I had with her, and wish her the very best for her future endeavors. And wish just everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Likewise, I wish to thank Summer for her service. I think she was a tremendous asset for the city. She was always on time, caring, and all those other great things, and we are going to miss her. But I wish her the best pursuing her training and her new life. So that's good. And additionally, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. I often agree with Eugene Carl Haberman on a lot of the issues, and I hope that, like Eugene, that, you know, budgets are tight and things are scary for the future of the state of Alaska, but I hope that we as governments plan our strategies and plan what we're doing for the public interest in public at open meetings, rather than way I think that some of our competitors are doing business. And so we'll strive to do that, Eugene. You keep working on some of those other entities. Thank you.
Councilmember Carrington.
I guess I'll too reluctantly congratulate Summer on her new job and leaving us. She has done very good, and really appreciate all her work here. And then just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and have a fun holidays.
And I as well would echo that. And best wishes to Summer. I'm happy to be through my first budget process, so thank you for all of your patience and help to get me through that. And I wish you all very happy holidays and safe travels.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Budgets are tight, but just like some of the earlier discussion, there's going to be opportunities for us to partner with different groups, community groups, individuals, different businesses. And so I hope we all keep open mind at some of the opportunities that come before us that will get presented to us throughout the year. Because the community will find a way, whether it's the city of Palmer or different entities, nonprofits, etc. I think this, the Valley, Palmer in particular, we always find a way to make things work. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that happening. So with that, everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Summer. Congratulations on your new position.
Well, I say congratulations. No one likes to see Summer leaving this time of year. So it was nice to think we had a little more summer around and all that. But we are sorry to see another well-trained deputy clerk leave. I think we're going to see a very interesting session coming up in Juneau. I think our mid-year budget review is going to be absolutely necessary because we're going to know so much more come July. And I'm glad we have a new manager to keep giving tasks to. With that, I'm really pleased that we got through the budget with little contention. And like Councilmember Beth said, it's hard to, maybe there's no arguing over pocket lint as much, but we did good. So best wishes to everyone on the holidays, and not quite, do we get to say see you next year yet?
Sure.
Do we get to say that? See you next year.